Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer on this beautiful, another beautiful morning. Welcome to those in chapel and to those online. My name is Gillian and I'm a member of the community here. I hope you all picked up a copy of the liturgy entitled We Offer You This Day on the Way In. So let's just have a moment of quiet and then we'll read the opening sentences. In the morning, Lord, you bring peace to our minds. Our day we offer to you. We believe that you see and smile upon us. We believe that you hear and respond to us. We draw near to you, and we believe that you draw near to us. Now we know what love is. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Father, stir in us a desire to know you, to stand in awe and wonder, and to bow in devotion and humility. Our lives are not our own. Make us true to Christ. Growing up in the faith, praying always in the Holy Spirit, abiding in the love of God and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We will love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus, you said that the world would know us through the way we treated one another. You are teaching us to love as you have freely loved us. Let our lives display your loving kindness to all people, laying down your lives for your friends, taking the form of servants, forgiving as you have been forgiven, speaking the truth in love. We will love each other as you have first loved us. The reading today is Mark chapter 15. Beginning at verse 1. We're reading through the Gospel of Mark at Scargill at the moment. So that is found on page 1022 in the Pew Bible, if you want to follow. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply. And Pilate was amazed. Now it was a custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. Knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to get Pilate to release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. (Clears throat) Just a few thoughts on that passage. Jesus dies as King of the Jews. Mark says this 6 times in 32 verses in this chapter I've read. Pilate had to take notice of this charge, even though he knew Jesus wasn't leading the normal sort of messianic revolt. I mean, he didn't bother to round up his followers. When I read this passage for today, I found my thoughts turning to Barabbas and wondered what Barabbas was thinking when he heard he was to be released. Tom Wright says in his commentary on Mark that Barabbas was the archetypal Jewish rebel, a fanatical right-wing zealot determined to stop at nothing to bring in a version of God's kingdom, which consisted of defeating Roman power by Roman means, that is, repaying violence with violence. And he says no doubt many Christians in Mark's community and others who would have read his book had at one stage at least flirted with such revolutionary movements. And so reading the story of the guilty man freed and the innocent man crucified, it would not be hard for them to identify with Barabbas. I wonder what we would have been shouting if we had been in that crowd. Would we have been shouting for Jesus or Barabbas? The name Barabbas means son of the father or son of the teacher. Perhaps Barabbas was the son of one of the Jewish leaders who turned Jesus over to Pilate. Interestingly, I read that the custom of releasing a prisoner at the feast was a Jewish custom, dating back to the time of Moses. I wonder, when Barabbas was given his life back, did he ever think of Jesus again? Before I play a video of an old hymn with a wonderful Welsh tune, and the person who wrote it had a spiritual turning point as a teenager, contemplating suicide one night on a bridge over the River Thames. It's called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. But before we play that, can we just have a moment or two to pray? For those who don't know the love of Jesus, and in particular maybe for those who are victims of violence, and those who inflict violence, and those who work so hard to look after those who are suffering from violence. Shall we pray? Shall we read the closing prayer together? Grant, gentle Father, that your Spirit may give us the will and the courage to act to make a difference, in order to make real your kingdom among us, so that we may all live together in peace, truth, justice, and love, sharing the resources of the earth. Amen. You promise to be always with us to the very end of the age. Beautiful Jesus, Lord, Saviour, Master, Teacher, Redeemer, Restorer, King, we choose to follow you. Give us courage, God. We step out of our personal drama and into your story. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of the Father, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with us all to the glory of God. Amen. I think breakfast will be served very shortly downstairs. Have a lovely day.